2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Welcome back to Pac-12 Media Day right here in Los Angeles, California. Alex Keery, former NFL quarterback and former University of Utah great, Scott Mitchell to my left, and the new commissioner of the Pac-12, George Kliavkov, on the program. And George, welcome to the Pac-12. Have you been excited about this whole day?
I've been very excited about the day. My timing is impeccable, given everything that's going on in collegiate athletics.
Not been a boring summer.
You know, I my career has been about being in places that are in turmoil and kind of helping people figure that out. I figured I'd have to do one or two of these very difficult things in my first year, not six or seven of them. But it's exciting and it's fun. It's three-dimensional chess, and I love it.
So with the whole landscape of conference realignment clearly at front and center right now,
yep.
And the Pac-12 trying to find itself, you know, where is it relevant? What happens? How proactive do you have to be and are you to kind of keep pace with what's happening nationally?
Well, I think a couple thoughts there, right? One is with all the realignment that's going on in the East, I think it actually strengthens our position. We are the only Power 5 conference with schools in the Mountain and Pacific time zone, right? We own half of the country from a Power 5 perspective. I don't think that anyone believes that we actually need to expand in order to protect and grow and thrive. So we feel good about where we are today with our 12 schools. We are also not actively out in the market trying to poach any schools. But I will tell you, my phone has blown up in the last 5 days. I've heard from more schools that are interested in membership in the Pac-12 than I think anyone would have expected. At the end of the day, those decisions about whether or not to extend an invitation are made by our presidents and chancellors. Requires a three-quarter vote to offer someone an opportunity to join the conference. Pretty high bar to entry for lots of reasons for the Pac-12. So we're going to actively listen to everyone who's reached out to us, and then we're going to make a recommendation to our presidents and chancellors about whether or not to expand. But we're not going to expand for the purpose of expanding. We don't think there's a need to be larger just because other conferences have more teams.
What does it look like, your phone blowing up, and a pitch from a school that goes, hey, man, you in the market? Like, what does that even look like? Is it a text from somebody who's like, hey, we just want to introduce myself. I'm from San Diego State University. Like, what? How does that work?
Yeah, it's all about personal relationships and, you used to work with that guy and he's connected to this school, so he's introducing you to someone at the school.
Sure.
Sometimes it's directly from the school, from someone at different levels of the school or someone who used to be an administrator at the school. We're not going to talk about any of the specifics of who's reached out.
Yeah,
sure.
But it's everyone you could imagine who figures out a way to get the commissioner's cell phone number.
So clearly the Pac-12 in the revenue sports, right, like football and basketball, kind of has an image problem right now.
I don't think it's an image problem. I think it's a performance problem if we're honest with each other. Right? So it's been a long time since we've won in those sports.
So how do you change that?
Well,
how can you help and how can you change
that? Yeah, it's a kind of relationship between us and the schools. The schools have to do their part and the conference has to do its part. So several years ago, as an example, the conference formed a men's basketball strategic working group. Multi-year effort, looked at every single decision that we make at the conference level about scheduling and anything else related to basketball with the goal of making changes designed to increase NCAA invites, Final Four appearances, and eventually national championships. And I think the proof of the pudding is what happened in last year, right? We're on the right path.
Right.
We're doing good. This morning I announced that we're forming a football working group with the exact same mission of clearly identifying changes that can be made in our non-conference and conference scheduling, number of conference games, what time of day do we play, everything that we have any say over. And the idea is the goals are simple. increase the number of CFP invitations, whether that means four or eventually more invitations going out every year, and win national championships. That's not a guarantee, but the approach is do everything you can to optimize the chances.
What have you? I mean, obviously, we have a lot of Utah listeners to our programs, yep. And what's been your relationship so far in getting to know Chris Harlan and or Mark Harlan and getting to I'm just mixing up Chris Hill and
two,
Mark Harlan.
Two different
been, you know,
ADs.
Yeah. We have them all. We
yeah,
have,
yeah.
Have them all. So
no, Mark, of course.
How has it been getting to know Mark Harlan and what does the University of Utah mean to the conference?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, it proves that you can add a school to the conference and that school and the conference can both get better
right.
as a result. So that's great. What I would say is Mark or any of the other ADs have been incredibly receptive of working together. I think there's this kind of newfound collaboration between the ADs and the conference office. And it started with all of the ADs collectively saying, we know you don't start till July 1st, but we want to meet with you in person. We're all going to fly to Las Vegas to meet you even before your first day. So the middle of June, they all flew to Las Vegas. We spent a day at Allegiant Stadium. We took a tour. But then we had substantive, serious meetings about football, men's basketball, and the other sports and how we can help each other. And then we all went out to dinner and had some drinks. And that's where it starts with personal
sure.
relationships.
Sure.
What's been the biggest surprise to you that you didn't expect? In a positive way, maybe you anticipated it a certain way, but what's been a pleasant surprise for you?
Well, I think everyone I've worked with so far that's associated with the conference, whether they're at a school or at the conference office or at the network, has such pride in being part of the Pac-12. And, you know, I knew that people were proud of the Pac-12, but the overwhelming pride that people have in being part of this organization has surprised me.
This has been such a wild offseason, I guess, offseason for college football, but it's really turned into that. It's been so interesting with the NIL stuff, with possibility of college football playoff expansion, with, you know, all these moves that have been you know, happening over the last week. What's the thing that you look at and you go, like, does the NIL stuff – does it not scare you, but do you look at it and go, that's a step in the right direction and we have to be doing more of this? Or how does it take over?
Yeah,
I mean, it could be a total it can absolutely be a distraction as well.
So, no, NIL is actually, for me, a competitive advantage for the Pac-12 schools if we do it correctly. Now, there's a fine line. We have to make sure that NIL does not get used to induce a player to go to a particular school and does not become pay for play. But as long as we draw that bright line, the conference, and I particularly am in favor of the student-athletes having the same opportunities that every other student who's non-athlete has to make money from their name, image, and likeness. And we have to do it the right way. This morning we announced that the Pac-12 network is actually going to support the athletes by creating a licensing program. So if you're a company that has a relationship with a student-athlete and you want to license highlights of that student-athlete to use in your commercial endeavors, we're going to create that licensing
oh, wow.
program. That we're the first conference
wow.
to do that.
That's amazing.
It's the first of many efforts that we're going to have at the conference level.
Hmm.
Every single school has educational programs and other things they're doing for the students, but we're going to lean heavily into NIL.
George Kliavkov, the new commissioner of the Pac-12. Boy, it's drinking from a fire hose, but it looks like you handle it really, really well so far. So
I appreciate
for being with us.
Thank you and everyone else for the warm welcome.
All right. More to go here on the program. Stay with us right here on KSL News Radio.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.